When it works, it is powerful indeed. In Yo-Yo Dine's web surfing promotion, Get Rich Click, the average consumer visits more than 5 websites that we select for them. In Easy Spree, our shopping promotion, the average consumer visited 6 stores, clicked on more than 20% of them, and a full 14% of the participants actually went ahead and made an online purchase through the promotion. These numbers are orders of magnitude higher than other consumer behaviors on the web, and the reasons are simple. 1, no one enters a promotion thinking he's going to lose. 2, no one quits a promotion when she's tied for first place. 3, the fear of losing because you don't have enough points outweighs the cost of attention that comes from performing in the way the marketer asks. And 4, if the interactions are fun and good for the ego, it's likely the consumer will continue to participate even if he's not sure he's going to win. As you consider points programs for your business, keep several factors in mind. The first challenge is to build a steep reward curve to ensure loyalty. American Airlines gives almost nothing to people who fly once every few months. But once you push the envelope just a little further, the upgrades to business class and other perks start to kick in. Second, and this is critical, the program must be built with permission overtly included. Consumers must understand from the first day that the marketer will be watching their actions and will be using the data to send focused, relevant, personal messages to them. The third level of permission is personal relationships. Surprisingly, these rank behind points in the permission hierarchy. Why? Because they don't scale. Using the relationship you have with an individual is an extremely effective way to temporarily refocus his attention or modify his behavior. But this approach is completely dependent on individuals. An employee may move on, but a permission program remains. Dentists, for example, don't get very much money when they sell their practices. Why? Because there's no guarantee that the consumer will enjoy the new dentist as much. Personal relationships in the business world are slow and difficult to make deeper. It might take years of golf and excellent products and focused selling and word of mouth to make a relationship more profitable. The corner dry cleaner has your permission to recommend a new treatment for a stained coat or even to introduce a new service. A sign in his window is more likely to get your attention than the same sign in a store you don't patronize. Just because this permission doesn't scale well doesn't mean it isn't vital and useful and powerful. By identifying the right individuals and working to earn their trust and permission, retail and business-to-business marketers can make a huge impact on their bottom line.